What the? Guess what?
Hey,
we're back.
Wednesday.
Yes, this is the Monday Mass on a Wednesday. Chris Cote here with Todd Richards. Welcome back. Hi. High five.
Chris.
Did you hear that? That was a proper high five.
Good palm strike.
So check this out.
Let me get over here.
Get over here.
Yep.
Yes, so yeah, a couple days late, but you know, that's because good things come to those who wait. No, it's because I was I just got back from Whistler, Canada.
Oh yeah.
BC.
Wow.
British Columbia.
Did they put the wall up yet?
The wall is not up. Okay. You can feel free to go up to Canada.
That'll be my only political commentary.
Yeah. I just want to say, so before we get into even talking about the sponsors, Whistler, BC, Canada has to be one of the best places on earth, even in the summer. I mean, maybe even especially in the summer.
I think in the summer it's better.
It's
kind of not as many people.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Tons of stuff to do. Swim in lakes.
You didn't go snowboarding,
hike the mountain.
Though, did you?
No, I saw snow.
You can go snowboarding there.
There's snow up there still.
The glacier.
Yeah, I saw a glacier in real life. Mm-hmm. I want to thank homie John Veter for putting me up in his Airbnb. I'll be putting that information on my Facebook, and if you ever want to go to Whistler, stay at this spot. It's super cool.
Did you? How did you know him?
From high school. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No way.
Yeah. So, Canada, BC, thank you, and more about Canada soon. Before it, I guess that was the pre-welcome.
Like this is like a five. Like what you did a Monday Mass last weekend.
Yeah, I guess that was a long way of explaining why we're 2 days late with the Monday Mass.
Why does it even matter anymore?
It doesn't matter. It's linear.
You really put yourself in a box with this whole Monday thing.
I don't know why I called it Monday. I was a dare to myself.
Mm.
So, it's Wednesday.
What if you just called it the mediocre action sports?
Because, you know,
or whatever it is.
I like to say in quotes, it's the world's greatest action sports podcast. And you could, if you put a comment in there, you could put the world's greatest action sports podcast.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
I don't know. You probably need to speak up, Todd.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I feel like if I talk in the mic the way that I need to, we're going to be like touching lips.
That's fine. That's okay. We can touch lips, whatever you want to do. So let's get into it.
Sponsor plugs.
Let's turn this up. Dude, let's go. Okay. The world's greatest action sports podcast, hosted by myself and Todd Richards, the Monday Mass with Chris Cote and Todd Richards, recorded on July 18th, 2018. This podcast is presented by
Active Skin Repair.
Active Skin Repair.
For those not so deep boo-boos.
So check it out. This is, you know, Todd, I'm independently wealthy. I'm a very rich man.
That's true.
I do not need sponsors to, you know, pay for this stuff. So I wouldn't accept any sponsors.
This thing runs itself.
Yeah, I wouldn't accept any sponsors that I didn't truly believe in.
Right.
I've told you three times about rubbing
the active skin repair
on myself and other people, including my own children.
Like if you're strangers, super ugly, could you rub active skin repair on your face and like give yourself an improvement?
It just repairs skin.
Mm.
It doesn't repair.
Well, what are good looks? It's just skin,
it's,
bro.
Well,
a bone structure too.
It can't repair your personality, but if you cut yourself, it can repair that.
Okay, cool.
And look, I cut my finger on a salad, making a salad, literally, and I know it sounds funny. Active skin repair really works. And it works on rashes.
Right.
I know you've had many rashes.
Yes,
many,
just getting over one.
Many rashes. But, you know, it replaces the need for a lot of different ointments. It's all ointments in one.
Mm, if I had a dollar for every ointment I had.
You would be a rich man. But now you only need one. Active Skin Repair. Follow at BLDG Active on Instagram. Thank you, Active Skin Repair, for not only helping present this podcast,
but
also
preserve this podcast.
Preserve the skin of the people who talk on this podcast. That's us.
I haven't used it yet.
Well,
I'll
put some on you right now.
Okay.
They'll wait. Also, the Planetary Punt.
Yes.
And now, Todd, I have more information. I have all the pertinent information that we need. The Planetary Punt. This is an aerial contest. One maneuver. One big, giant, awesome, high-tech aerial. No paddle-ins. No jet ski assist. No,
wait, no
winches.
Paddle-ins?
No, all paddling.
You have to paddle in.
What I meant to say was no assists. Mm-hmm. What I meant to say was, there's been a lot of meant to saying. Politics. What I meant to say was, paddle-ins only. Ocean surfing only.
Mm-hmm.
One maneuver. One air. One big air could win you $20,000. And you'll be giving some of that to your filmer. What basically, what you need to do is go out in the ocean and do a giant technical air, land it nicely. When you film it, you got to film the takeoff, the landing, the ride out. We got to see everything.
Zoltan put any?
Zoltan, for sure, he'll be in this.
Yeah.
But it's open to anyone. A no-namer could win this.
Right.
Kelly Slater could win this.
Yep, I've been practicing.
There's no, you can't be in a contest. You can't be in a jersey.
No jersey, huh?
I guess if you were just wearing a jersey while free surfing, but technically you
can.
But
it's open to all the pros, all people, and all the AMs and everybody.
Pros, AMs, bros. And this is cool. I mean, this is something that the people at Life at Sea have just put up their own money for. There's prize money for first, second, and third place. You can go to lifeatsea.com/planetarypunt for all the details. And last year, Noah Waggy, you know, Wagrich, mm-hmm. Noah Waggy Ragrich won.
He won the win.
With a giant frontside air. And he got 10 grand and split some with his filmer. But this year, 20
work
grand.
Work it out beforehand, guys.
20 grand.
Work it out. If you have the planetary punt in the bag, you got to work it out with your filmer because it'll just get weird.
No, there's actually rules and there's a formula.
Even for the payout of the filmer?
So, yeah, you get $20,000 for first place. That means the surfer gets $17,000, the filmer gets $3,000 no matter what.
I would almost argue that the filmer has a bigger responsibility than the surfer.
Well, I mean, if you're the surfer and you get 17 grand, you can tip the filmer more.
Ah, yeah.
Go to lifeatsea.com.
Second place? What's second place?
Second place is three grand.
For the surfer, 2 grand.
Yep.
No, 1 grand for the filmer. And third place is 2 grand.
Yeah, so three surfers who do three big airs are going to get rewarded.
Right. It's cool.
And check it out. This goes till June of...
Oh, it's a year?
June 2019. 1st,
2019. Wow.
A year. That's a long time to do a big air.
Wait for those winter waves.
It's happening. So thank you to Life at Sea and the Planetary Punt. We'll be talking about the Planetary Punt from now until June 2019. So follow at Life at Sea on Instagram as well. Now let's get into the world's greatest action sports podcast. Here we go. No point looking at the liquor store. Hey, let's start with skate news. Skate news is brought to you by Quincy Woodwrights. And I just gave you a Quincy Woodwrights cruise football shape.
Football. And I'm looking at this thing, and it looks like an old small room skateboard. Remember that company?
Yes.
Doesn't it look like a small room board?
This is the shape that I'm riding day in, day out. It's a perfect mix between a popsicle and like an old school shape.
It's like a 90s, like not... Kind of like before pressure flips,
almost like a hookup board.
I think I rode like 4 GNS boards that look like this back in the late 80s, early 90s.
It's the perfect link. And if you want to know what I'm talking about, you can go to my Instagram, or you can go to at Quincy Woodwrights.
I'll put it on
Instagram.
My Instagram too.
Todd's gonna put it on his Instagram at B Todd Richards. The B stands for Todd the Bod.
Bitchin'
Todd Richards. Bodacious Todd. B Todd Richards. You can check it out. So Hi, Tanya. I just got back from the Vans Park Series, stop number 2, at Hastings Skate Park in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Mother Hastings.
Why do they call it Mother Hastings?
Because that thing will rip you up like a mother if you fall in there.
And I actually, somebody sent me a text about who made this, that skate park. And it's, I tell you, place rips.
Tell me the facts.
I can't find it. It was built in 2001, and this is the, I think, one of the only stops on the Vans Park series that's in an iconic, like, pre-existing skate park. Hastings Park, a.k.a. Mother Hastings, a.k.a. Hastings Beach. This is a deep, gnarly, crusty, epic skate park. A lot of history here. Sluggo doing backflips. Alex Chalmers doing some of the craziest transfers, etc.
McCrank.
So the Vans Park series, stop number two, started off in the preliminary rounds, and Jagger Eaton...
He was on, okay,
is
so the,
on a new level.
The kickflip, backside nosebunt revert.
Kickflip, backside nosebunt revert. He did basically four perfect runs in the preliminaries. Then he did four perfect runs in the semifinals.
And then when it came to the finals, he went on suicide.
Kind of melted. But it shows you how gnarly Jagger Eaton is. This is a guy who can win Tampa Pro.
He will.
And then win a Park Series event.
Once he like really wins a big one, it'll kind of unlock the Eye of the Tiger, I think.
Yeah. So that was kind of the lead up to the Pedro show.
Wait. There's more highlights in there.
Let's go back. Before we talk about the Pedro show.
Carl Berglund. Like the cardial transfer over the spine where he did like a big crossed up method, lean air, whatever you want to do.
Crossbone. How did his board not break?
Board smash. Insane. Cardial used to do those. I like that trick a lot over spines. It's one of my favorites. And then, what else do we have? We had
Trey Wood.
Trey Wood going crazy. Trey Wood had some crazy lines in there early on.
Trey Wood finally showed up to the finals. He's always winning practice and then falls apart in the finals.
Who was the dude?
He came.
Who was the dude that was kind of like he kind of had the funky, like, fun style to watch?
Authentic Andy Anderson?
Yeah, my God, that guy was rad.
Authentic Andy Anderson was doing... He did, so Kevin Harris is a iconic, legendary freestyler from Canada. You probably remember his old Powell graphics where it's a Canadian Mountie.
The Harris Skateboard Park.
Yeah, he's a Canadian Mountie as a skeleton doing his freestyle trick.
It's a Canadian Mountie that's a beaver.
Canadian beaver Mountie. So Authentic Andy Anderson is his protege.
Really?
He did some of the craziest tricks.
Yeah, there's some weird
ever.
But it's
in
cool.
The park.
I just think, I say that skateboarding is in a cool place.
It's
where,
fun.
Like, who cares?
Yeah. Well, this was almost set to be an event where the young guns like Jagger Eaton, Keegan Palmer, Trey Wood, all kind of just came and did their thing.
Oh, Chris Russell's frontsider.
Chris Russell's frontside. Would you call that a stiffy still?
Yeah.
Or just like...
They call it straight leg.
Straight
leg, same thing. And then the doubles run that he did with Grayson.
Yeah,
where
that was on my Instagram as well.
8 foot high frontside ollie, and then Grayson just does a giant backside ollie behind him.
Yeah. There were so many highlights happening all day at Hastings Park. What were the top three finishers? So it kind of was like... Started to look as if it was going to be this newcomer, rookie... Class ripping
showdown.
Festival with Jagger Eaton most likely taking the win, but it ended up being kind of a back to what we expect from Vans Park Series. Alex Sargente getting third place, super tech run. Ivan Federico, who I've never seen anyone do a kickflip, backside grab, nose blunt.
Yeah, that was.
It defies physics.
Yeah, that was cool. And it was like a... Yeah, that move was crazy.
And
now,
then,
I'm glad that he made it like that first run, the first run rebate.
Yeah.
Like that.
Ivan Federico's gnarly.
He's really good.
Now let's get to the Pedro show. The Pedro show, which when the first time you see him drop in at Hastings this year, you knew he was going to win. So Pedro goes bigger, goes faster... I mean, more powerful than any... He basically just blitzed the whole field. The fans there were doing the wave, chanting, Pedro, Pedro. It was insane.
That backside 540 where there was no vert...
Over...
Is crazy.
Over a round hip.
Yeah.
Gnarly. So, you can actually watch all the highlights at...
Why did they call it the Black Russian?
Oh, because there's a skater
from... Like, why not the Black Mamba?
Well, because there's a skater from a Russian, skater of Russian descent from Hastings who died.
Oh, I see.
And
I gotcha.
I feel like a dick because I don't remember his name, but the Black Russian is named after him.
That's cool.
There was no Russian hammer sickle thing. Was that? I don't know if that was a political statement.
It looked like it was asphalt, which made me freak out more because that would have been the imagine a skateboard
just
park
add made asphalt. Out of asphalt in the middle. I skated the Whistler Park and there's some asphalt in there. And remember me from the beginning of the show talking about Whistler? Anyway, so Pedro Barros, back-to-back winner at Vans Park Series. And you can watch it if you are listening to this show today, July 18th. You can see it on ESPN2 tonight on the World of X at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you didn't see it then, you can go to VansParkSeries.com to watch all the highlights. I think it's so far, it's one of the best contests I've ever seen on Park Series. There you go.
I thought it was cool. And then also, you know, it was really fun is looking, watching yours and Chris's and actually all the skaters' Instagrams of, you know, skating around Vancouver.
Yeah.
Because there's so many fun parks there and Vancouver's just so Vancouver-y.
It's the best.
Yeah.
I am a huge Vancouver fan.
Me too. Especially when it's sunny.
It was so nice. Go to Vancouver, people. Do it. I had a friend that was looking at tickets to come up there. $230 round trip from LA.
Really?
Yeah. So there's your chance to go to Vancouver and
just
skate.
Just don't pack any funny business in your luggage.
No, they got the funny business there.
Canadian. Well, I know, but the Canadian customs will take you apart.
You don't
like
need
a Lego.
To bring anything.
No.
All the stuff is there. Beautiful people up in Vancouver as well. Men and women.
It's a cultural beautiful melting people. Pot.
Yeah.
Good
it's
food.
It's a great place.
Great friends.
Amazing skate parks everywhere. So that's our big Vancouver push.
Did you skate Leaside?
Skated Leaside.
Did you leave some skin at Leaside?
I did not leave any skin. And so, like I said, it's airing July 18th on World of X on ESPN. And speaking of X.
Yes.
X Games is this weekend.
That is so cool.
In Minneapolis. And if you've been on Instagram and you're a fan of skateboarding, you've seen the madness that you're about to just witness. Men's and women's park skating. Vert. Mega ramp. Is there a vert?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's vert. Vert. Mega ramp. I'm
park,
you know what?
Street.
I thought mega was
long,
over. But
high jump.
Mega's still there.
Well,
it's huge.
Mega, literally. Mega takes it's a lot of effort to put one of those things up.
It looks like a lot of effort to jump
like,
that thing.
There's not a lot of dudes that really do it. You know, there needs to be more mega ramps kind of around.
Yeah. It's not like something you can just have at your local skate park.
No.
I saw Trey Wood ripping mega. I saw Clay Kreiner ripping mega.
Clay Kreiner did like a 25-foot high melon 5.
I'm just going to say, and this is my X Games prediction, Clay Kreiner is going to win everything.
Well, he's coming off that crazy Thrasher part that just dropped. He's got like the hype up, like the whole hype up thing is going
on. Yep.
And sometimes you can just feed on that.
I'm a huge Clay Kreiner fan. Not only can he rip anything, and his Thrasher part was, I think it was called Madness, and it was Madness.
He's a really nice guy, too.
He's a bro. Mm-hmm. And I want him to sweep X Games.
Yep.
A tall ask.
Well, we have Vert, which is going to be crazy because there's a whole bunch of like new kind of up-and-coming kids. That
and
are
new
in
pro, Jimmy Wilkins.
Jimmy Wilkins.
New pro for Creature.
But here's the weird part is like Jimmy's been better than everyone for like 5 years.
Yeah.
It's so. That weird like, are you pro? It's weird because you're beating everyone
pro
comps.
You're pro. But now it's officially as his name on the board.
Right.
You know, Creature.
I'd pay full retail for a Jimmy Wilkins board.
You should.
I will, but
I just gave you a Quincy Woodrights board for free. You can buy a Jimmy Wilkins board and put it on your wall.
Yep.
So X Games is all weekend. Let's make some predictions here.
Okay, so
who's gonna win Park men and women?
Park men and women. I'm gonna go with Nicole House for women.
Okay.
I mean, I don't. And Sabre Norris is in it.
Yeah.
But I think this course is big, and Nicole is gnarly, and she will slam to take it home.
You can pick Sabre and Nicole.
No, you can't because you said pick a winner.
Okay, you pick a winner.
I just did.
Nicole House. All right, I'm gonna pick Jordan Barrett.
Okay.
Jordan Barrett has been practicing at the California Skate Parks zone. Mm-hmm. And I think she's going to surprise some people and take the win.
Supplies.
For men, park.
Is it Trey
I'm going
Wood?
Clay Kreiner.
Is it Clay Kreiner?
I'm going Clay Kreiner on everything.
Okay.
Park, vert, mega. I'm going Clay Kreiner.
Really?
Across the board.
I'm going to say that. Who is the vert guy? Bucky is skating really good.
Okay, good call.
And he's on a tear, and he, as long as he stays on, I think Bucky technically has a run that's probably unbeatable.
Okay, fair, fair to say.
Because it's just crazy, but you know, Jimmy's pretty sweet. Jimmy's is everyone's favorite to watch.
Yeah.
Moto Shiba.
Shiba.
Yeah.
Rips.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Buck.
Okay.
For a winner. And then, but then there's also women's vert too, isn't there?
Women's vert. Yes.
That's also like another.
I don't know.
Is there no women's vert?
I'm not sure.
Why isn't there women's vert?
Well, I had this conversation about women's vert. In women's park, there's 30, 40 girls that can do it.
Right.
Yeah. And then.
For
women's vert, there's probably maybe only 8.
If there was a women's vert, I would say that Nicole probably has the best chance at that.
All right, I'm going to go Sabre Norris if there's women's vert. We should research it, but it's fine. There's a lot happening at X Games this weekend. Tune in where X Games is watched.
That is on the Ocho.
Ocho.
If you want to
You
hear,
can't even say it.
If you want to hear Brando just break it down, you can go to ESPN and it will be happening
ESPN.
All weekend long.
The World of X. So that's competitive skateboarding news. Some video part news. We mentioned the Clay Kreiner part, which you absolutely must watch. It's so gnarly.
It'll make you feel super inferior with your skateboarding.
You will be. You will. You might get excited to skate. Ishad has a part coming out, which is going to be amazing. Also, what do we got? King of the Road episode 2 is dropping second now.
Do not miss.
Must see TV.
King of the
on
Road.
On Viceland. First annual Kyle Walker Day is this Saturday. If any of you are Oklahomies listening, it'll be at the Matt Hoffman Skate Park in Oklahoma City. That's kind of precise news.
Matt
Hoffman Skate Park in Oklahoma City is Kyle Walker Day, July 21st. And get this. In other Todd news, my other favorite Todd Falcon.
Oh, yeah, he's going to drop that part.
No, it's not a part, dude.
Yeah,
it's a documentary.
Okay, well, that's...
A full-length documentary.
I don't care who you are. It's a part.
Todd Falcon is releasing a documentary that covers 34 years of the misunderstood Todd Falcon. Can you even grasp the final level, Todd Richards?
I want to talk about some of the tricks. What are some names of his tricks? He's got a couple like the blackout. No, wait. What is it called? All of his tricks have the sweetest names ever.
Well, if you go to @ Todd Jason Falcon Cook on Instagram, you will see some of the some of the tricks. Here, listen.
Level skateboarding game, where you can play as pros doing all of their signature original tricks, plus have the ability to create your own original tricks within the game.
He's
got a game coming
Todd
out.
Todd Falcon has a game? Is it a board game?
What's
this trick? What's that called?
This is called a Dark Stomp Combo. 16 tricks in one.
He's got more going on in the
lip. I'm a big Todd Falcon fan. So follow @ Todd Jason Falcon Cook on Instagram and buy the movie, buy the documentary. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy a Todd Falcon poster.
Is there a Falcon punch?
There's a Falcon punch, a Falcon flip, a furious hurricane falc, a Balky flip, Bibby Bobka.
The Falcon the Furious?
Yes. So
I can't wait.
That's why we saved that as one of the biggest kind of big skate news.
I mean, there's Clay Kreiner's part, and then there's the Todd Falcon documentary.
Yeah.
If you can choose just one.
Go Falcon.
Go Falcon.
Clay's great. I mean, he's real good. But this is Todd Falcon. This is 34 years of skateboarding.
This is...
On a quarter pipe in his garage.
This is combining mathematics with wooden ballet.
I'm about it. I'm a Falcon fan. I'm a Falconeer.
Falcon Crest.
Falcon. Falcon.
Quit Falcon up this podcast. Let's move
Falcon.
On.
Falcon. All right, that was skate news. Let's go to surf news.
Surf news.
Hold on. Anyway, Surf News is brought to you by Superbrand.
Superbrand, the brand that every Grom rides in Encinitas.
That's right. And the winner of the Trunks giveaway from last week is Chris Cantori. He's also the producer of this podcast, but he also
like that was rigged.
Well, no, it's fact because he blew out his trunks surfing Tourmaline, and he blew them out in a way that if he happened to have dropped in on you post-blowout, you wouldn't have liked what you saw.
Just a grundle show?
Grundle show from top to bottom. So he earned a pair of Superbrand board shorts. Congratulations to Chris Cantori. He's also the host of Cantori and You. So Cantori gets the board shorts. And we're going to give away another pair. Send us a DM. Why do you need a pair of Superbrand board shorts? Did you have a blowout? If you had a blowout, I'll send you some new trunks. Thank you, Superbrand. Let's get to surf news. Congratulations, it's been a big year for Stephanie Gilmore. She most likely will win. Wife's calling. You want to talk to her on the podcast?
Hold on.
Let's get her on speakerphone.
Hey.
Hold on, Todd's wife. Todd's wife's on the phone.
Oh, I know.
And
I know, at 5.
He's getting reminded about some kind of chore he's got to do. He'll be there at 5, honey. 5:15, actually. Yeah, it's, you know, they might go to Bed Bath & Beyond. Home Depot?
You're looking at what?
Todd's talking to his wife right on the podcast.
Oh yeah, no, I know. There's not. It's,
yeah, we're, you know, we're,
solo isn't,
we're talking about
anymore.
Surf news, but it's fine. What they're talking about? Oh, going to a movie. They're going on a date. I think a good date would just be sit in the car, listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
You know, hold hands. You could park on a bluff somewhere.
I'll go on the and here in a few minutes. I'll text
you know,
you
just park,
what,
sunset, put on the Monday Mass podcast, hold hands, you know, crank up the tunes,
right.
Roll down the windows, open
do
the sunroof.
You
could just be
listening
to the podcast, holding hands, maybe eat some ice cream while you're listening to all the action sports news. And, you know, it would be a really a fun time for you and your significant other, your wife, your husband, or even if you're just friends. If you're just friends, you could sit together in the car and listen to the podcast and listen to all the great action sports news, like what we're about to talk about, which is Stephanie Gilmore chasing her 7th world title. She just won the Corona Open at Jay Bay, and she's also up for an ESPY award. Todd's still talking to his wife.
Gonna go hang out with Andrea.
What do you, I don't know Andrea.
All right.
This is
okay.
Not information that's. Hi Todd, welcome back. So Stephanie Gilmore is having a great year. She's most likely gonna win her 7th WSL World Title. She just won the Corona Open J Bay, and she's up for an ESPY Award. She's got stiff competition.
Let's talk about it. Who is it?
Chloe Kim, Jamie
Anderson,
and Brighton Zoiner.
Brighton Zoiner.
It's going to be hard to beat Chloe Kim.
I think Chloe Kim is a shoe-in for that.
I finally met Chloe Kim.
Was she cool?
She's super cool. I got a picture with her.
Sweet.
She's very sweet.
Steph Gilmore, this is the first time they've run J-Bay for the women?
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And obviously Steph Gilmore, J-Bay, that's a match made in heaven.
Exactly.
Style heaven. And I think she's probably going to win the world title.
I mean, what do we have left? We have
Huntington
Bay,
Huntington Beach, U.S. Open,
Huntington
Vans
Beach
U.S.
Open.
That's a
women.
Yeah, that's a championship tour stop.
Wow.
I'll be there commentating. Are you commentating?
No.
Oh, what'd you do? Did you say something wrong? They didn't invite you back.
I don't.
You're busy.
I don't like
Huntington Beach.
I don't like it.
Don't. Yeah, you do.
It's too much. That week is gnarly. We'll talk about the Monday Mass Huntington.
That'll
Beach.
Be next week. We'll go a full
is it already?
Preview. No.
When did it
it's
start?
In 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
We'll do a full preview of the U.S. Open. So, and speaking of the U.S. Open, this is cool. If you're a super surf fan, you can buy VIP passes to the U.S. Open.
Right.
July 28th to August 5th.
Yep.
$2,499.
And now, but now it, wait a second, Chris.
Wait, there's more.
$2,449 get you in Huntington Beach.
Here's the thing. I've seen people flare up going, "Duh, the VIP 2024." It's like you don't have to buy it. It's still free if you want to go watch. But if you want to get the ultimate VIP experience for the first time ever, you can buy passes, right?
You get a VIP parking. Sold.
That is huge. A VIP parking pass. Worth it. We know how hard it is.
$2,449. You can't put a price on a VIP parking pass in Huntington Beach.
You get a shaded WSL VIP deck with great views of the action from 7 to 5 every day. Catered breakfast, lunch, and beverages.
Massages.
Exclusive event gift bag. 30-minute behind-the-scenes tour of the event. You can meet me, Strider Wasilewski, Rosie Hodge, Kaipo Guerrero.
You can just go up and commentate if you want.
You can come up and give me a hug as part of that. You know, I like it. If you're a Super Surf fan and you want to get involved and you've got the money, why not?
Hey, it's still cheaper than the $9,000 VIP package at Slater's Wave Pool.
But with that, you get to surf the wave pool.
You do?
Yes.
One wave?
No, one session.
Oh, one session?
Yeah. You know what?
Hey,
why not?
For $2,499, you can go surf in Huntington too.
You can. You know what? It's like they off. It's a music festival thing, right? You can either buy the ticket and go stand in front of the stage and with everybody, and that's cool. Or you can buy the ticket, go to the tent, rub shoulders with Paris Hilton. You know.
Wait. Are we? Where are we now? Are we at
Coachella? We're at Coachella.
All right, let's bring it back to Huntington.
Okay, so that's the VIP.
Is there any free concerts this year? Or did they stop that since the riot?
Don't know.
At any rate, there's
all kinds of stuff going on. They show movies by the pier. There's the Vans Park series will be there.
Go check out the U.S. Open of Surf.
I'll be there. DM me.
DM you.
For something.
Just drop him a DM.
Drop me a DM.
Hey, in other surf news.
This is great.
In other surf news, Dane Reynolds just dropped his first part in forever today.
Yes! The Dane Reynolds part dropped today. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to watch it right after this. Do you have a review on it? Have you watched it?
No, I haven't watched it. I just remembered it.
We're going to watch it together.
It'll be artsy.
It'll be awesome.
It'll have some crazy surfing.
Dane Reynolds is still one of my top four favorite surfers ever.
You're a communist if he's not.
Yeah, you have a problem if he's not. So the Dane Reynolds part's out. Watch that. Later on in the year, and hopefully this is going to pertain to us.
This is good. Well, I asked Josh. He said, yes, it is.
Josh Kerr. Just announced on WSL, WorldSurfLeague.com, at the Quicksilver Pro France Championship Tour event, the Air Invitational with Josh Kerr as event director.
Well, it's the Air Invitational hosted by Todd Richards and Chris Cote with pro surfers.
Yeah. 18 aerial free surfers, including championship tour surfers, social media fan voted surfers. The lineup already includes some of our favorites: Chippa Wilson, Felipe Toledo, Mikey Wright, Albie Layer. 18 surfers gonna go battle it out in an air event, old school style with new school airs.
Is Josh competing it?
I think so.
I hope so.
He's the event director. Hopefully he's in it too. There will be 540s.
Whether you like them or not.
There will be 540s. And you can't do a thing about it.
Well,
we call
them
540s.
You can comment on the message board and whine.
You can cry about us calling tricks as they should be called. David Lee Scales.
This isn't for
knower
you.
Of
this isn't,
nothing
this
in,
isn't for you
when
old,
it comes to
old people.
Airs. Just kidding. No, not kidding. Yeah, this is hopefully an event that will advance and correct what is happening in current aerial surfing.
It's rad. It's a jump ramp contest for surfers.
Yeah, cool. I'm excited about it. And I think they're going to do a preview of it at the event that's going to happen at the at WSL
Kelly's
Surf Ranch.
Cool.
Yeah.
Should we commentate that too?
I'm going to be somewhere. So that's happening. Okay. Go to WorldSurfLeague.com for more info there. We're very excited about it. It's 100% positive for everybody. You're going to see some amazing airs. I hope Chippa and Albie are my top two picks.
They'll be doing the most
my homies.
Different stuff.
And so is Felipe. And Mikey, for that matter. They're all rad. Okay, this is kind of cool, and I just throw this in there because I love this dude. Kai Lenny just set a new record for the Maui to Molokai paddleboard race. He was on a foil. He did 27 miles in 2 hours and 17 minutes.
Did he just foil pump it all yeah, the way from...
basically.
Wow.
2 hours and 17 minutes to go 27 miles in the open ocean. That's... Kai Lenny is so he's heavy. Freak, he's so dude. Gnarly.
He out-lairded Lair. Laird.
Oh, yeah. Laird's a child compared to Kai
Lenny. Did you see the boat, the tourist boat that got too close to the lava and the lava blew up and threw a huge lava blast all
I
over the
saw
boat?
I saw a news report that said lava bombs dropping from the sky on the tourists. Nobody died, but people got hurt. And now those lava boats off the Big Island have to stay 1,000 feet away.
Dude, I dropped a lava bomb in the toilet like 2 nights ago from some bad carne asada.
Ugh.
I can only imagine what a good sized chunk.
You imagine that lava bomb in real life,
right?
But on fire.
Oh, mine was on fire.
Crazy. So if there's lava bombs dropping via the Big Island or via Todd Richards, just stay away. Surf news. That's it for surf news, I think.
Are you sure?
Well, I mean, that's Dan Reynolds' part is the big news. You should take heed.
They're doing that single fin comp right now in Bali, right? Twin fin or what?
Oh, the no, weird in board the, thing? In Maldives.
Maldives.
Yeah, that's the world's most luxurious surfing event. We'll report on that.
Oh, that's
next
right.
Week. Yeah. No invite for us. We're luxurious. We can be luxurious. We can go and eat at five star resorts.
France, I'm kind of excited because we can go. There's like super fun skating.
So many baguettes.
Baguettes, skating, croissants, surfboarding.
Skateboarding, croissants, and surfing. Airs. What could be better? That's surf news. Surf news was brought to you by, who did I say?
Surfing.
Superbrand.
Superbrand.
At Superbrand. Go to superbranded.com and DM me or Todd your photo of your trunks blown out.
Or just
a, send Todd a bunch of photos of you in blown trunks and you will win. One winner this week. And congratulations to Chris Cantori for winning a pair of Superbrand trunks for his Tourmaline blowout last week.
What's left?
One, two, three, four.
There's no business like snow business. Snow business is brought to you by Tori Holistics at tori.holistics.sg or at Tori Holistics on the internet. Google it. Tori Holistics is a fully licensed recreational/medicinal medical cannabis, CBD, all that stuff.
If you're down with taking pot, go to Tori Holistics. You can get it totally legally.
Do you have glaucoma?
No.
Okay. If you do, you can also take that cannabis, or Todd and I don't indulge necessarily in that hippie lettuce.
Nope, but I will drink that tea till...
CBDs, baby.
CBD tea.
CBDs all day at Tori Holistics. Thank you, Tori Holistics.
CBDs nuts.
Here's my snow news notes.
You don't really have much.
Don't have any snow notes.
Okay, here we go. So the drink water rat race just wrapped up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You were supposed to be there.
Yeah, I didn't go.
Okay.
That's
the news.
I kind of get lazy.
Aaron, that's the news.
So drink water rat race went down. We talked about it before. It's really cool. It's an event put on by Austin Smith and Brian Fox and Brian's brother. And they get up there and they put on this great event that all the proceeds benefit getting water to places that don't necessarily have access to clean water. And it's awesome. It's just a great time. The camps are still going strong.
Oh, and I want to welcome Jesse Paul back to snowboarding. He's back on his board after a long injury. He's at snowboard camp right now. I believe he's at Woodward Snow Camp. He's posting his, his return on Sessions MFG on Instagram, on the Sessions Instagram. Jesse Paul's back.
Jesse Paul's back.
Love that dude.
What else do we have? Okay, in other snow news, I think tonight is the ESPY Awards.
Chloe Kim's up for an ESPY.
And also Red Gerard and Jamie Anderson and Sean White. So if you guys if you guys have fans out there to vote for your ESPYs, just, I don't know, go to ESPN and I'm sure there's a link.
We can hide this in snow news. This is skate news hidden in snow news regarding Sean White.
What?
Shaun White had a wild card to the Vans Park Series event in Vancouver, but he got injured and couldn't go. He was highly anticipated entrant.
Did he Google modern park skating?
I don't know what happened, but I did see some Shaun White skate footage yesterday on Instagram.
From that mini ramp?
Yeah.
How's he doing?
He looks like he's feeling pretty good.
Shaun is really
good. He's a really damn good skateboarder.
He's a damn good vert dog, but it takes a lot to kind of hang with the street. I mean, not street, with the park kids these days.
Hopefully. And I was excited to watch Shaun White skate in the Vans Park Series. So hopefully Shaun White will enter in the Huntington Beach event.
Is he supposed to?
I don't know.
This is skate news masquerading as snow news.
He's a snowboarder first.
You know, there's a lot of really good skateboarders that are snowboarders.
I agree. Yeah, like Ika Backstrom.
Ika's really good.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ika's really good.
Another snow news.
Blake Paul's
really good. The other, I saw snow in Whistler. There's a glacier. There's tons of snow everywhere. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It is kind of, I mean, this is kind of the time of year where people start to get ready to drop the little hype edits for the fall.
Okay.
You start to kind of see little sprinklings of the new gear.
Nice.
For next year.
Yep.
I think the mags. Are there still magazines?
There's mags.
Okay, so the mags are getting ready to drop their first big issue. That comes out in August, which is literally like 2 weeks away from now. So yeah, there's snow news. It'll be ramping up further. I'm sure like there's more snow news than we have right now. Go to, in New Zealand.
Yeah, there will be more snow news. I'll be more prepared. So that's That's been it from today's Monday Mass on Wednesday.
Wait. Do you want to be? Is there like what about?
I am going.
What about like Comic Con? Are you going somewhere right now?
I'm going to announce a BMW skydiving team
right now
coming in to Del Mar Racetrack on opening day.
Right now.
Like in an hour.
Wait, okay, Del Mar Racetrack opening today?
Del Mar Racetrack opening day today.
Oh, wait, it's also Comic-Con.
And Comic-Con's happening.
Comic-Con is coming. It's going to be very exciting. I am going there.
Oh.
I will do a report from Comic-Con.
Perfect.
For next week's Monday Night.
That's great news. Thank you, Todd Richards, for making yourself available to Bro Host.
We don't have any waves right now. Kind of sucks. It's like a little bit humid out. And
oh, this is like a local weather report.
Yeah.
Local weather with Todd Richards.
But
go ahead.
Humidity is kind of miserable.
Give me a lot of sweaty people today.
Do you want to go skate tomorrow? Do you skate on Thursday? What day?
Thursday
skate?
Morning skate jams.
What time do we have to do?
7:30 or 8.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. I'm not kidding. It's not early.
It's early.
See you there. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Thank you to the Planetary Punt at Life at Sea on Instagram. Active Skin Repair, Super Brand, Tori Holistics, You Online.
What do you even say about skydivers?
I have a script, okay? I have a script to talk about skydivers.
Welcome, everyone, to the...
Look up! Look up, everybody.
I think you should announce it like a run at Detour.
Yeah, and here we go!
Look at that one.
Look at these tricks.
He's left.
Right. Be awesome.
Okay, guys, we'll see you next week on the Monday.
Aloha. We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say, we can go where we want to. A place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world. Leave the real one far behind. And we can dance. Get it right, get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it right, get it tight. Get it right. Get it right, get it tight. Quarter to 12 and we just getting in. Bubba gon' make it spark with the yin-yang twin. Sippin' on Patron, low, low, low. Shawty in a thong, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's get the jiggling, bubba wiggling. Keep that thing shaking like she frost, big shivering. Be delivering all type of flashes, cashes. Got these hoes shaking like molasses. We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can booty, 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 rockin' everywhere. Booty, 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 rockin' everywhere. Booty, 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 booty,
get back to me. Hit the Players Club for about a month or two. Put a tad on it, then see what it do. I found you, this new booty. Get it together and bring it back to me. Hit the Players Club for about a month or two. Put a tad on it, then see what it do.
Get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it right, get it tight.
Hi there. How are things? I once was a breast man. Now it seems ever since I had the pleasure of getting you together, your chest is just whatever. I found a buried treasure. Yes, ma'am. Here's the plan. Meet me over yonder. Okay, don't play. I'll bring the whoop whoop. You bring your cookbook, and I'ma fix that stuff up. Everything is good, good.
Booty, 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 rockin' everywhere. Booty, 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 rockin' everywhere. Booty, 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 rockin' everywhere. Rockin' everywhere.
Rockin' everywhere. I found you, this new booty. Get it together and bring it back to me. Hit the Players Club for about a month or two. Put a tad on it and see what it do.
I found you, this new booty.
Get it together and bring it back to me. Hit the Players Club for about a month or two. Put a tad on it and see what it do.
Get it right, get it right, get it tight.